President?
Yeah.
Ready with Mr. Rebozo.
Fine.
And Mr. Bazzard is en route to the residence.
Fine, he can call. Fine.
All right. Ready.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
You with our friend?
Yes, sir.
Where are you?
I'm up at Tupper Lake.
Oh, good.
Place up here in northern New York.
Good.
But I want to tell you that that fellow was great.
Well, I was not where I could talk to you before.
Yeah.
And I could see you weren't, but
yes.
I'm on a White House secure line and so forth.
Yeah.
And give me a little quick rundown.
He's great. He was an assistant secretary of the treasury under Eisenhower.
I see.
And he was also a chief counsel.
Right.
And he had one case sometime back similar to it that he handled without any...
What does he advise?
I have arranged, just got through a few minutes ago to my friend out west.
Right.
To track him down in Ohio.
Right.
And he's coming over tomorrow and meet with him. I gave him the phone numbers and everything else.
Right.
And I will touch base again later on at tonight or in the morning and see if I'm to go back.
Right.
But he wants to talk with him and get all of that side of it.
Right.
And I want to tell you, I don't think we could have anybody better. He's
but,
a power of strength, and he's a bright fella.
He understands the whole damn thing.
The whole damn thing, yeah, the whole thing.
He thinks it can be handled?
Actually, the advice he gave was identical to Bill's.
Get it back.
Yep, yep. And immediately. But he also went a step farther in about the...
Suppose that Calhoun won't take it.
Calhoun's got to. Mama's got to.
Huh?
I talked to Calhoun tonight, a little while ago.
Right.
I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him what I was going to do, but I got him to see this fella tomorrow. I gave him his home phone number. He's going to be calling him tonight.
Right.
And he's up in Dayton. It's High Lauder's golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to play tomorrow, and then he'll go on over tomorrow afternoon. And I'll know either tonight or the first thing in the morning whether I should meet them again or not. But I'm so pleased, I can't tell you how pleased I am that I came up. I'm impressed I am.
Right. Suppose the guy won't take it, then what's the other?
Will.
Oh, he will?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's no problem there. What we want to do is to be sure that it's clearly identified in the appropriate fashion.
He understood all that, yeah.
Oh, I should say he didn't. Completely agreed. Yes, sir. He doesn't think...
But then what happens, and does he go down and see the IRS people?
He's gonna work it out without any fanfare.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. No, I tell you, this fella, you'd be very impressed with him.
Right.
He's got four children. He used to live near you when you were VP, and he has been places where... His wife apparently resembles Pat a little bit.
Oh,
it's
good.
Taken for him, and he feels a very closeness to
good.
Him, very proud.
We got a good man then.
Yes, sir. Couldn't be better. No, I wouldn't have missed that trip for anything. But I hope you'll forgive me for not coming back, but I wanted to come up here.
No. But the main thing is he can handle a situation.
Exactly. And I wanted to tie up a couple of loose ends with respect to her and so on and our other arrangement. That's why I wanted to come on up here.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good shape.
Good. Give Bob my best.
All right, sir.